You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. Woo!
Hey guys, if you are tuning in right now, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Jersey, dirty Jersey. And it is round two of the big reunion special. I'm going to go around the table really quickly so we can start digging in. I'm Deanna Vaughn. Across the table from me,
I'm Susan Hahn, and she's scared the bejesus out of me right now.
She's fresh off the plane from Vegas, everybody. So she's sure to be as entertaining, if not more than usual. And hey, everybody, I'm Giselle Ugardi, always live tweeting at Giselle Ugardi. Thank you so much to everyone who has been commenting on our shows. We love you, whether it's good or bad. We want to make the show better for you, and today is no exception.
No exception.
Juicy show. And reunion.
Quick shout out real quick. Our friend Adrian, she's actually in Spain, so maybe she's listening abroad and tuning in, so she's not with us today. And I want to remind you guys to rate us on iTunes, download the podcast. It's absolutely free. And just like Giselle said, we love your comments, good, bad, and different. We read them. We improve on them. We want to bring you great shows. So make sure you rate us, comment, listen, watch on YouTube, and let's dig into this round two of the reunion.
Bing!
Bing, 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 bing. Oh, and did you guys notice, if you're watching, we have new yellow microphones. And for all you guys who haven't watched us on YouTube before, normally our mic covers are black, but they're bright yellow, and they're a lot of fun, just so you know. So it's kind of fun. Okay, so round two of the reunion. Was it as juicy as you thought it was going to be?
They always tease and tease and tease and tease. They're doing three parts to the reunion this year, which is
time.
Just insane. Mm-hmm. And there are times when I wish that segments were longer. Mm-hmm. And then there are times when I'm like, okay, really? You're going to make us wait for the next episode? Like for all the husbands to come out and for the Kim D thing to come out? Because that's what we're really waiting for. A lot of what they've been talking about so far, mm-hmm. we've already heard about either on Watch What Happens Live or on the blogs or through tweets. So I want the dirt. I want the stuff that we don't know about yet.
Well, let's just pick a place to start, and I say let's start with Caroline. We'll move around a little bit, but she's always a big subject amongst the group, especially when it comes between Caroline and Teresa. So here's something that came out, and I want to get your opinion on this, you guys. So Teresa used the bully word, and we know that word has bantied around a lot, not only on this show, but just in general. Do we really think that Caroline has been a bully to Teresa throughout the season?
First off, Andy's the one who brought up the B word, bully word. It wasn't Teresa,
forgive me. Mm-hmm.
Just to clarify that.
Teresa's the C word, Andy's the B word.
Yes, exactly. The bully word, not the bitch word. Now, I do think that there were times where Caroline got back from Vegas. Caroline did bully Teresa. I have to say that not this whole season that, you know, what Teresa claimed. But, there were times where she definitely bullied Teresa.
I think people are starting to change the definitions of the word bullying.
Agreed.
And not just on the show, but in general. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between being assertive, being condescending. A lot of them just tend to argue about things that are completely irrelevant and they run around in circles. Mm-hmm. And Caroline definitely has a very demanding presence where she, you know, either tries to or simply is intimidating in the way that she is, like, is very to the point and very opinionated about something,
and
she's very stubborn and aggressive. But I don't know.
But does that make her a bully?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that's necessarily bullying, because it's not like Teresa is this helpless little person. She bites right back. And she fights right back, or she'll do the name calling. They all do that to one another. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if bullying is the right word. I think it's fighting. I think it's, you know, being aggressive.
Well, what is the definition of bullying? Isn't it intimidating? Isn't it being aggressive?
You know what? Hey, Marissa, will you look up the definition of bully for us? I would love to know what the formal definition of that word is. But to tag on to what you're saying, Giselle, I have to say that my vote is in Caroline's corner. Like, I agree with you. I think the definition and the term of bully has definitely changed. You know, when I think of someone as a bully, I think of someone who's going after someone who cannot defend themselves, and they're sitting in a little corner and you know, they're just beating up on somebody. Whereas, to your point, you know, Teresa has fought back, and she does have a mouth, and she does say things. I think Caroline is assertive. I think she's opinionated. I think she's strong. Maybe she doesn't choose the right time to, you know, assert those points of her personality. All right, here we have a definition on the screen. It says, bully, a blustering, quarrelsome, overbearing person who habitually badgers and intimidates smaller or weaker people. Based on the definition, in my opinion, I don't think Caroline was bullying her.
I agree. Do I think Teresa was wrong? Yes. But do I also think Caroline was more uptight than usual this season, mm-hmm. and more stubborn and just kind of immature? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe bullying is not the correct word. But then again, you know, we can understand where Caroline has this animosity coming from. But it's just mm-hmm. how she expresses it. And it wasn't just us that noticed it. It was definitely a lot of viewers made comments, whether it's on her blog or whether it's on Twitter or whether it's to Andy Cohen.
Bitter ginger sucking on a lemon.
Exactly. So it's definitely, you know, the viewers saw what she even admitted that she saw, you know, and mm-hmm. how she felt.
Right.
So maybe bullying isn't the right term, but I have to say that at times Caroline could be a bully.
Right.
You know, maybe she wasn't bullying her, but she's a bully at times.
Well, here's what I will say. The one thing that I like about her is that at least she acknowledges, mm-hmm. like she completely acknowledged and on more than one occasion, you know what? I didn't like my behavior out of this episode. I didn't like my behavior. Like, I didn't like me. And if I knew me, I wouldn't like me. And I wish I could take it back. So at least she acknowledged it. And my problem with Teresa never takes accountability for anything she does.
Okay, this
nothing.
This reunion part two, I mean, we saw a whole different side of crazy. I mean, she was just like
cuckoo. Out of her mind.
She just lost it. I mean, it was like, what's going on with you?
She was running out of things to talk about and just totally making things up and just saying the most bizarre things.
Yeah, she's like kind of had a breakdown.
Well, I think we were used to seeing that. I think when Teresa's backed up against a corner and she doesn't know what to say,
she laughs.
That she laughs things off in jest. Like, what did she laugh about? Oh, when they were talking about Joe and the phone call, when mm-hmm. Andy asked him about the phone call, and then Melissa made a comment and said, well, I think it was the fact that you groaned. And she said, oh, yeah, of course you're going to say that. You would say that. And she kind of, you know, made a funny and laughed about it. Well, I didn't see what was so funny about that, because mm-hmm. we all heard that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? So I think we're seeing a pattern with her. When she gets uncomfortable, she feels backed up against the wall, and that's Teresa.
And Melissa was saying what was on the audience's mind. If she wouldn't have said it, Andy Cohen surely would have said it. Right. Although on Watch What Happens Live, supposedly Andy Cohen was saying that last season on the reunion, he was getting, you know, a lot of feedback that he was too hard on Teresa. Mm-hmm. This time he was getting feedback that he was too nice and too easy on her. Mm-hmm. So it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, you can't teach crazy. It's just, they were insane.
Yeah. Let's switch gears for a second and talk about Rosie. Rosie made an appearance. Mm-hmm. We saw the very end of last week's episode. We heard her in the background, you know, mm-hmm. screaming and yelling about their father, how he's off limits. We also heard Lauren this episode, trying to calm her down, mm-hmm. which I thought Lauren did a really good job of that. But let's talk about Rosie and just this whole situation with, you know, Kathy apologizing to Teresa about calling, you know, her mom a liar.
Or lack of an apology.
Well, that's my question. So do you think Kathy's apology was sincere?
No.
I think the apology was real. I don't think it was sincere. Okay. Because she was able to articulate an apology, say where she was wrong, say how she, hurt, you know, Teresa's feelings. Mm-hmm. And so by that, by definition, yes, she apologized. And that's something that we haven't been able to see in Teresa do. So that's what I mean by it was real. Because mm-hmm. when Teresa apologizes, she won't say that she's wrong. She rarely even uses the word sorry. And she's never direct to a person.
No, she's usually in a magazine.
To a whole group or to a magazine. And Kathy looked her straight in the eye and said, I was wrong. I blah, 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 A, B, and C.
Right.
You know, so whether she actually even cares about Teresa's feelings, you know, that's where the sincerity comes into play. But... Mm-hmm. It was a real apology.
Okay, it was real. It wasn't genuine. It wasn't authentic. It wasn't sincere, you know? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, they're family. They're cousins.
Right.
And the cousin made a comment about her aunt, you know?
Right.
And then her cousin made a comment about her deceased father.
Mm-hmm.
It's just enough is enough, you know? I mean... It's one thing if we're gonna have to go at it as adults, but don't bring your kids into it. Don't bring your parents into it. It's just like, it's embarrassing. And Caroline made a good point. Like, this is 15 minutes. This is a 15-minute thing.
This is your family.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is reality TV.
The viewers aren't going to be at your funeral.
Yeah,
That was a very, very good analogy.
Very good comment to make, you know, because it's just something that's going to keep everybody a little, like, level set. You know what I'm saying? And then something else that's been happening about this whole reunion. Everybody has a little bit of dirt on everybody else.
Of course they do.
Yeah, they all do. But everybody's starting to, like, throw everybody else under the bus. So when Rosie was on, Teresa, we saw a sidebar when Teresa's saying, well, you know, Kathy really didn't care for the fact that her sister was gay. She's never really liked it. I've actually heard my own set of rumors as it relates to that. Like, what do you think about, like, her throwing her cousin under the bus about that comment?
You know what? At this point... throwing each other under the bus, that's just, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. I mean, at this point, they're just like, you know what? I want to get as dirty as possible. And I want to hit so below that I just knock your ass out. You know what I mean? They don't care about, you know, their family values. Obviously, at this point, they just, I mean, everybody wants to take everybody out, you know?
You know, I think we probably touched on this before, especially on that whole episode that was all about Rosie's relationships and about Caroline's brother's wedding. But I don't buy it, to be totally honest with you. I'm glad that it seems like they have a great relationship now and that the love is real and that, you know, whether she's putting a picture on it or not, she's at least treating her sister with more respect. But I just found it to be so fishy when Kathy's going to this gay bar and she's acting as if she's walking into a place like this for the first time or seeing Rosie with a woman for the first time and doesn't know how to behave and doesn't know how to act and doesn't know how to explain it. And if you've been accepting of your sister for all these years, why are you acting like this is the first time? You know, and I feel like Rosie's maybe getting caught up in the fact that they are getting along now. But I mean, at the end of the day, if they are getting along now, great. Tolerance. It's a little showy. And the fact that they had the episode that was, like, themed to be that way during Gay Pride Week. It was too...
Well, and the thing is, it's like Rosie and Kathy, they're sisters, you know? I mean, Rosie's going to back up her sister.
Well, I will say from my inside resources that the Waqilis are extremely religious, very religious, and they've never been accepting of the homosexual thing. And... prior to them being on the show, she didn't have a relationship with her sister. That's what I heard on the street. So I'm not going to say where I got this source from, but that's what I've heard.
It's interesting, though, that Rosie is saying, like, oh, it was because of a girl. Oh, it was because of a girl. You know? So who knows? Siblings.
About that girl. So she was leading Rosie down the wrong path. Could that be maybe where that's when Rosie was kind of discovering her sexuality? Is that the maybe leading her down the wrong path?
The timing would seem that way, actually.
You know what I mean?
Because she was saying that when she came out, it was when her father was dying.
Right.
Right.
So it could have worked out that way.
Right.
And maybe this girl was kind of pushing Rosie to be like, it's okay to come out of the closet. And maybe she pushed her over. I mean, I don't know. What you know?
Well, I think the bigger issue is probably her father was sick and it's probably something she didn't want to reveal while he was still alive. And she made a conscious decision to wait to come out of the closet until her father passed away.
Okay.
So, I mean, and, you know, what, he passed away, I think, 4 or 5 years ago? So she's new to her sexuality. She's new to putting it out there, you know, to the public, and especially being on a reality TV show. And that means it's also new to the Waqilis. So, like I said, my inside sources, you know, told me that they're very religious and not actually really accepting of their relationship. But yeah. you would never really know that
right.
watching the show.
Okay.
So,
good to know.
Side commentary. Okay. We just got a tweet from our friend Adrian, and he said, back when I was a kid, bullying was called growing up. Yeah, I said it.
You know what? I'm going to address that. I think he's right. I think back in the day, a lot of things that, like, were just normal, like even getting beat up on the playground, like, you know, parents just kind of...
People used to haze in high school.
Yeah. Like, that's just how it was. And that's how you learn. That's how you grew up. That's how you kind of, like, got a tough
exterior.
Wait
a minute. This is
a little bit.
Very sensitive. We can't say that it's just growing up. I think there is bullying where it's the natural. Yes, you're going to get into a fist fight on the playground. That's normal.
Yeah.
But if it's excessive, where to the point where it turns to suicide, that's not okay.
Well,
so,
yeah.
So bullying is never okay.
And I'm not acknowledging that. No,
bullying is never okay. And, I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, you know, who hasn't gone into, like, altercations with schoolmates? That's not bullying. That's just being kids.
Well, and also, bullying is something, and this to tie it back into the show so we're not totally going off on the bullying tangent, but, you know, bullying and tolerance and that kind of a thing, that's something that's taught. You know, because if you look at children, and one thing that Rosie mentioned with Rosie's kids, they always looked at her as Rosie, the funny Aunt Rosie. They never looked at her as heterosexual or homosexual. Mm-hmm. You know, tolerance and those types of attitudes are set examples by your parents. And so it'll be interesting to see how the kids of all these parents end up turning out. Because, yes, we see Lauren and Albie and Chris already grown up. But in terms of Teresa's kids and in terms of Kathy's kids and in terms of Melissa's kids, that's part of why Melissa moved away, is because she's afraid that Teresa's girls are going to be bullying her daughter.
And we're going to get to that. But we actually have a phone call right now. Caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we talking to? Hello? Marissa, is she there?
We'll try to get her back.
Okay, we'll try to get our caller back.
Exciting, we have a caller.
Yay!
Okay, we are getting totally off topic, but yes, bullying could be taught, and it could also be because, I mean, you are acting out, whether it's you're not getting enough attention at home, where maybe you're insecure. And we see a lot of Lauren having Caroline's personality.
Agreed. I think we have our caller back.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Who are we speaking to?
This is Antonina.
Hi, Antonina?
Yes.
Awesome. So you want to weigh in on some of the topics that we're talking about tonight for the reunion?
Yes, I do. And can I just say I am a huge fan of Giselle.
Aww. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
You're welcome. I'm calling from Milwaukee.
Oh, wow.
Midwestern girl. Woo-hoo. I love it.
Yes.
So tell us what you think about
it. I have a couple questions about this reunion. I want to know if you think, if you bought Joe's excuse about him having a friend on his mystery phone call.
Oh, hell no. No. We don't believe that for one second.
No, and it's a unanimous no.
Yeah. What do you think about his lame excuse?
I completely agree with you. I don't believe it for one second. I think he's a complete idiot, and that's all I have to say on it.
I think it's interesting how Andy Cohen really, like... really called him out, you know? He just said, well, so if you're speaking to an employee, why were you speaking another language? Mm-hmm. You know? And then Joe, I feel like he's had a whole, month or so to prepare for this reunion, you know? So he's had time to prepare an answer, and I think even with all that preparation, it was still lame.
He fumbled.
Yeah.
Hubba wubba.
Yeah.
Right.
Wendy Williams, how you doing after the show? She even said that. She was like, I feel like he's had months to prepare, and he was still stumbling over himself. And of all names, oh, I was talking to my friend Albie. Yeah. Oh, I was talking to a Mexican pizza man. Like, what?
And Albie is a woman? I mean, it just didn't make sense. So I don't think he's, you know, winning points with anybody. I don't think any of the women believed him, you know.
I don't think half of America believes him. No. I mean, that was so unbelievable.
Yeah. Antonina, do you think that he has girlfriends? Do you think that it's like an open relationship? Or do you think that what do you think is going on with that relationship?
I think he definitely has other girlfriends. I don't know whether or not it's an open relationship or if, you know, they're just on the side or what, but he's definitely doing something. He's definitely sneaking around.
Do you feel like Teresa is turning a blind eye to whatever he's doing, or do you think she's just completely, you know, in the dark and has no idea?
I think she knows deep down, but she's playing along with it for right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I have another question for you when it comes to cheating. Kind of towards the end, Teresa was trying to call Jacqueline out about her marriage. Like, all of that started slinging around. So what do you think? Do you think Jacqueline, there's some truth to that? Or do you think Teresa's just trying to, you know, she feels uncomfortable, so she's trying to, like, throw some stuff back out?
I personally think that she feels uncomfortable, and she's trying to divert the attention and just throw some stuff back out.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, it sounded like Jacqueline was saying that her ex-husband cheated on her. I don't know.
Right. Maybe that's what she was talking about.
Crazy, crazy.
Well, you know what? Being the only married woman on our panel, marriage is never easy. And, you know, sometimes as women, we might vent our feelings to our girlfriends. That should never, ever, ever be allowed out of the grave once we say it. You know what I mean? It's just a girl-to-girl thing. Sometimes I hate my husband. But, you know, I mean, you can't use that against me because I was emotional. I'm venting to you, you know?
Right.
And this whole, everyone, like we said earlier, just 10 minutes ago, we said, you know what? They're just collectively just throwing each other under the bus. Like, boom, they are just boom, not even boom, throwing. Boom, they're, like, boom. Tossing, you know? Yeah. So it's getting really ugly. And everybody has secrets. No one's marriage is perfect.
It's totally eye for an eye, which is unfortunate considering, you know, these women are family and they know each other. But thanks so much for your call, Antoinetta.
Antoinette.
I'm so sorry. What's your name? But thanks for listening.
Stay warm up there.
I know.
Thank you. We will. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Well, that was nice.
We have brushed over something earlier. Mm-hmm. Sorry. That was very nice to call her. the whole Daniel stop.
Oh, yes. Thanks for bringing that up.
The whole, would Teresa take her actions back on how she treated Daniel Staub? And she said yes. Are we surprised? Are we shocked? How do we feel about her answer?
I was actually surprised to hear her answer. And I think it was sincere. And I say that because we remember how upset and angry and incensed that Danielle Staub made Danielle. You know what I mean? Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a whole table flipping moment. You know what I mean? When she flipped that table over and she just got so upset. So for her to say she'd take it back, I think it really meant that she was sincerely hurt by Caroline. That's what that said to me.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree because she's definitely the odd man out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no matter, she's like, you know, I don't give a flying F, you know, whatever. I'm so happy. I'm so content in my life. I don't need anybody besides my husband and my four daughters. She's hurt. She's broken, you know, and that's why she's going bananas because she's just like, what? Like, she doesn't even know what's going on. She's praying to the coffee table one moment.
Yeah.
And then she's like, let me go sit back with my family now. Like, she's gone bananas. You know what I mean?
Well, and we mentioned this last week that she really is she's between a rock and a hard place. Like, there's just no...
There's no way around it.
Getting out of the hole that she's in.
But is she really? I mean, at any point, I mean, I know it's been a long time and, you know, months have passed, lots of situations have passed. I think at any moment, if she wanted to make amends with these women, all she'd have to do is just open up her mouth and acknowledge what she's done.
And we see a little bit of that on Reunion 3 when, I don't know if Caroline's the one mediating it or if it's Andy, but Teresa's like, you know what, Joe, you changed when you got married and so did I. And then it's like waterworks.
Breakdown.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that will be the episode where she just is like, where we all hope and want her to just throw her hands up and say, you know what, enough. I'm sorry. Like, my goodness.
What about, like, I don't mean to jump around here, but what about when Teresa accused Melissa of writing her song about Teresa?
Again, she's crazy.
And again, it's always about her. Do you notice how she always brings stuff back to her? You know what I mean?
I bet you think this song is about you. You're so vain.
You think this song is all about you, baby. Okay, sorry for the diversion.
You're welcome.
I think with the whole you know, she's trying to make everything about her. It's like you can tell that there is some hatred between Melissa and Teresa. I mean, there is, and it's not. Listen, 90% of it is Teresa, but there's that 10% that is Melissa too. Why would she reach out to her sister-in-law's arch nemesis even before, you know, even before she came on the show? Like, why would you do that?
Pregnancy hormones?
Okay, well, but at the same time, you have to give props to Melissa for one thing. She at least admitted it to her.
No, she did.
To her face, she said, you know what? When we weren't getting along, right. I reached out to Danielle. She told her that.
Okay, but does that make it okay that just because you admit something?
I'm not saying it's okay, but Teresa hasn't done any of that. She hasn't acknowledged in any of the shit that she's done. So at least Melissa had the balls to acknowledge it, tell her to her face, and say, you know what? I did that, but I want to make amends. I want us to be good going forward as a family, as sister-in-laws. So at least she acknowledged what she did. Teresa hasn't done that.
Hmm.
I'm not saying it's right, but at least
there's a significant difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
And I really truly think it's too late if Teresa tried to apologize. I think she's done too many things that have been wrong. She's had to stick, you know, every single foot in her family is, you know, in her mouth.
Now,
you know, she's dug a grave that is
a
just
big one. Keep shoveling.
All the way to China. Mm-hmm. And they've tried to hear her versions of apologies before, and whether they were sincere or not, you know, fool on you, fool on me. It just doesn't work. I really think it's too late at this point.
Well, what do we feel about Caroline making that comparison between Dina and Caroline and Kathy and Melissa?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. I saw completely where Caroline was coming from. So let's just backtrack for a second. So we were talking about Kathy and Melissa coming on the show mm-hmm. versus Teresa having this relationship with Dina, Caroline's sister. And essentially what Caroline was saying is that in the beginning, Caroline was actually rude to Kathy and Melissa because basically she had Teresa's back. She was Teresa's friend, and mm-hmm. Teresa wanted all of them to be mean to them.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you've got Dina and Teresa are friends, and Caroline and her sister are on the outs.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dina comes on the show with Teresa, and they're talking smack about Caroline. So I got completely where she was coming from, mm-hmm. with the parallels with that. Do you guys agree or what?
I don't think that should have been a comparison because
okay.
Teresa had a friendship with Dina before mm-hmm. the falling out between Dina and Caroline.
Okay.
And at that point, what is she? And you know, yes, it was a little devious for what Teresa did, but at that point, she was like, F Caroline. Mm-hmm. You know, Caroline made it very clear to me that she wants nothing to do with me. You know, everyone basically turned their backs on her. So mm-hmm. she's like, you know, and this is typical classic Teresa. This is what she does.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get you where it's going to hurt you the most. Now that I have to admit, I'm on Caroline's side. Yeah, that was completely wrong. But I don't think that's the same comparison as befriending Melissa and Kathy. Do you know what I mean? Because they started this show together.
Right.
Teresa, Kathy, and Dina started this show together. So it's not like she met Dina randomly on season two. They were friends from back in the day.
Right. Agreed there.
So it's different because it's not like, you know, Caroline knew Melissa and Teresa and all of a sudden they were coming on the show. She met them because of the show. Does that make sense?
I see what you're saying.
The way that I saw it is, well, Dina's been on the show before. She mm-hmm. was part of the original cast. Mm-hmm. It was her own personal decision to leave. She could have come back if she wanted to. And it's not like they were necessarily talking poorly about Caroline. I think she was just wanting to discuss the situation, and obviously I'm sure it was something that was staged or produced, or, you know, because if they are friends, that's the kind of thing that you talk about on the phone or every day, because they're very good friends. That's mm-hmm. her daughter's godmother.
Yeah.
But what I thought was weird from that conversation was the fact that Teresa kept on trying to justify the show as her show, and how if Melissa and Kathy had been on the show first, she would have found her own show had they come up to her.
Bullshit.
And that's where I don't really feel much sympathy for her.
For
because
who?
For Teresa.
Okay.
Because I can't see her turning down that opportunity. Well, you know, like, if she were to flip it around, she says that she would say no, but I just she can't. Wouldn't.
Well, no, I don't think that's the point. I don't think that that's the point. Like, none of us would turn down an opportunity to make some money or to make ourselves, like, especially if we're, like, we want to be an artist, and that's what we're aiming for, and that's my dream come true, is to be an artist one day. Yeah, I'm going to take that opportunity. Or if I want to open up a bakery one day and I'm going to put myself out, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't take the opportunity? But at the same time, you know what? Fame comes at the price. And number two, the reason, yes, this is a Teresa show, maybe in the Teresa show in their family. Do you understand what I mean? I don't think she means, like, I want the Teresa show in this entire world, but maybe within her family. Like, I don't want to go into business with my family. I would never go into business with my family. And especially if they did it behind my back, we're going to have some drama.
I she wanted this project to be her own.
To be her own. And yes, she's acting out so childishly and immaturely and just vindictive. However, it's like they did go behind her back.
Well, Melissa said that she didn't.
Yeah, Melissa claims that the producers came to them, that it wasn't the other way around.
Right, but it's
so what are they supposed to do?
She also said that she told Teresa ahead of time.
She did. So at this point,
so
it's like, who
she said, okay. Yeah,
he said, she said. You know what I mean? Okay. But and at the same time, I feel like we're beating a dead horse.
Yes, we are.
This is like the second season that they've been on the show. Like, let it go. Yeah. It's done.
Yeah.
It is done. They're not going anywhere. Either accept it or leave the show.
And
we all know she's not going to leave the show.
Or create a spinoff, which it sounds like she's trying to do.
Possibly, yeah. Possibly. Here's a good moment to talk about the AfterBuzz fall TV lineup. We are 100% in full swing here at AfterBuzz. We've got over 50 shows, podcasts, YouTube. There's bound to be a show that you love to watch and talk about that we're going to cover. So make sure you check out iTunes and see if your favorite show is part of the AfterBuzz TV lineup. Make sure you subscribe. Can't talk. And check us out on YouTube. And don't forget, iTunes, rate us, make your comments. Tons of shows, a lot of fun, and that's it.
Okay. And also, the three of us will be returning on Mondays in November.
November 4th for the season
November
premiere.
November 4th, starting on Mondays, we will be covering The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, darling.
Bling, bling, bling. and shout-outs to Eastside25 on iTunes, Boy Marvel, and Kike11111, thank you for leaving awesome feedback on iTunes, for listening in each week, giving us 4 stars.
Yay.
Those are the most recent comments that seem to love the show and really get involved. You know, whenever we get comments, it's usually not just, oh, hey, great show, guys. It's usually like a paragraph or two of them really getting involved. So we love that you're getting engaged with this show and creating relationships with us, because we love being able to come and chat with you every week.
We do. We love it. And if ever any of you guys out there who listen, if you happen to be in L.A. and maybe you want to visit the studio, we would love to have you. So call in and, you know, come see us if you're ever local. All right. We got lots more to dig into. Yes. Let's see here. We got to talk about Joe. We've just skimmed the surface when our caller called in, but let's talk about Joe. I feel like I loved it when Andy asked him point blank, okay, so who were you talking to? Who was it? Why did you need to speak in a different language? Like, how? I don't know.
Why did you need to?
Okay, you guys, clearly, like, do we even need to discuss this? I mean, definitely he's covering up. He's in denial. I mean, he's not in denial. Teresa's in denial. He's cheating, or he's cheated. And that was not Albie or Ramon or Jose or whoever he was claiming to talk to, the Mexican pizza worker. And that was like the sorriest Spanish I've ever heard in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh. So it's...
Whoa.
Agreed.
Okay. Oh, I started making noise.
iPhone 5 malfunction. So, what do you guys think about Joe's claims that he pays the bills and Teresa's comment saying, well, my money is my money and his money is my money? Do you think he's just saving face?
You know what? Yes, he's in deep water and he's in deep doo-doo. But you know what? Joe Giudice, I don't think he sits around and scratches his balls all day.
Yeah,
he definitely brings home something, whether it's legal or illegal.
Scratching somebody else's body all day. You know? Sorry.
But he's doing something. I don't think he's sitting around and just, like, eating grapes. You know, I think he's a worker. He's a hustler.
But, you know, with all the money that they were in debt, or did they file bankruptcy?
They did,
right?
Yeah. Like, business bankruptcy.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, can't really help but to wonder, they still have a lot of money to pay for.
Right.
You know, is he really bringing home that much? You know, like you said.
No, I don't think he's bringing home that much, but I think he's bringing home something.
Yeah, because it's not like he stopped working. Yes, he closed his little shop, but he still does the
construction
mm-hmm. and
flipping houses and doing all that jazz. But yeah, do we think that he's cheating? Yeah. Is he bringing home like a slab of bacon? No, but he's bringing a couple pieces, you know.
Maybe some turkey bacon.
He's bringing the fully cooked, you know, in the box. I want to switch gears for a quick second because I don't think we even brought this up. But what do you guys think about Melissa's comment when she yelled at Teresa, saying basically, "No, you're not the victim. Mm-hmm. I'm the victim."
You know, for me, this is just my opinion. You know, she may or may not have been a stripper, you know, and mm-hmm. if she was, she better pray to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, or whoever she prays to, that there were no camera phones back in the day. Mm-hmm. But this stripper rumors is not going away. And I feel like every time that word stripper comes out, she cringes. Now, listen.
Agreed.
If someone was like, "You're a stripper," it's like, "No, I'm not." Like, you wouldn't get a reaction from me because it's like, okay, well, I'm not, so let's move on. Now, if you were and you're hiding something, you kind of flip out about it, you know?
Agreed.
So I don't know. I think maybe, I don't know. I wouldn't say that Melissa's a victim. She's definitely got the shit end of the stick from her sister-in-law, but I wouldn't call her a victim.
I agree with you on the stripper thing. I think there's a part of her that gets a little nervous mm-hmm. every time it comes up, and you're right. Like,
and did you, when Reunion 3, the commercial, when they gave us that little clip, Joe Giudice says, do you guys really want to know how Joe and Melissa met? And everyone was like, yes. Like, what is
that?
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to
I'm really looking forward to that.
I want
to
know.
Yeah, that's a good one. Because for all we know, Joe and Melissa met at the strip club. We don't know. We don't know. But
Gentlemen's Club.
Gentlemen's Club, titty bar, whatever.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, so yeah, I didn't want to gloss over that. Back to the truth being revealed. So, I mean, yeah, we all know Joe is just a crock of shit. He, you know, he had months to prepare mm-hmm. an answer, and still, just like you said earlier, Giselle fumbled terribly.
Mm-hmm.
And another inside piece of information that I have for you ladies is that I was told that when the producers and all those guys are shooting them, they always have audio.
Mm-hmm.
They always have audio. Mm-hmm. And even when they don't have the cast on video, mm-hmm. they're often always mic'd.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. Mr. Giudice was overheard having a sweet, nice conversation with someone that they all knew wasn't his wife. And it was a lot of baby this, honey that, moaning, all that kind of stuff.
I'm sure. I think that's why Teresa got up right away at the Napa dinner and mm-hmm. was like, "You're mic'd. Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Why are you taking this phone call?" I think because she knew. You know what I mean? And
little Jax.
So I think that's definitely why she kind of had a suspicion about why he like abruptly left the table, and she probably knew about that.
Yeah.
Now, how do we feel about what was I going to say about the whole everyone cheating?
Well, just like we were saying before, everybody's trying to like one up each other and mm-hmm. throw each other under the bus. So, you know, Jacqueline finally let it all out, you know, saying, "Well, you know, you saw Joe and, you know, having sex with the woman on the desk, and then
his secretary,
you know, and then they come back. Oh, you don't want to go there, Jacqueline." I feel like everything just became an eye for an eye, and everybody just wanted, you know, to one up the next person and didn't mm-hmm. want to be embarrassed, you know, and mm-hmm. didn't want their business out there. I don't know what's true. What do you guys think?
I think that I want to believe that Chris never cheated on Jacqueline. And I think the confusion, she even said, "My ex-husband cheated on me."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Teresa was saying, "Oh, I thought you said your husband cheated on you a long time ago." And she was like, no, I didn't say that, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to believe that was, you know, Teresa's own little mm-hmm. brain getting twisted and confused, but trying to punch at Jacqueline.
Right.
But that's just, you know, tough situation. I just got a tweet from Natasha Miles at Sabrina2322. She said, "How hard did you guys laugh when Teresa said she disciplined Gia? when and whatever she did isn't working, Gia is extremely rude and spoiled.
Yeah, well, they were referring to when they were going to Beatstock and they were all in the limo and the girls, they rolled back the tape when the girls were making fun of Melissa mm-hmm. and her singing. And how Teresa's like, oh, I disciplined them afterwards. Yeah, right. Because mm-hmm. if you didn't do it in the car when it was right. happening, what we saw on TV, you didn't say shit
and
to those
guys. And she laughed at it.
Yeah. And in front of them.
They brought up a really good point that she has never seen her aunt perform before. How would yeah. she know if she lip syncs?
Exactly. Because you're hearing it from your mom and your dad.
Yo mama.
You know? Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, hail to the yes.
Thanks. Oh, snap!
Yeah, so she doesn't discipline her. I mean, she's going to have quite the issue on her hands with those girls, especially with Gia.
Well, Gia, I think, though, she does show some motherly traits mm-hmm. where she's trying to keep everyone in control.
Right.
But she also shows struggle in terms of handling her emotions and her anger.
Yeah.
Which there was a whole episode dedicated to that.
Right.
Right.
Thanks for the tweet. We like that. What else?
Oh, I first read it, and I only got rude and spoiled, so I thought she was insulting me, and I'm like, what? So I went to her profile, and then I see this whole conversation of Vanessa asking the question. I'm like, oh, Gia, okay.
Mm-hmm. skipping around one more time, towards the very end, Teresa brings up a comment. She says that Melissa is an opportunist, and then Andy even, he said, well, what's wrong with being an opportunist? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that kind of goes back to us talking about, well, if the girl, if they were approached by the network to do the show, well, who's going to say no? The same reason why Teresa didn't say no. Like, your thoughts on that?
Well, and the same reason why all of them are still in it. You know, Caroline's in it for her kids, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And there are also rumors speculating that she might not come back because now her kids have this platform and have this steady fan base and have this, you know, business generating that they might not need it anymore. Mm-hmm. Kathy is starting her business. She also has a vodka in the works. Mm-hmm. You know, Melissa's got this singing career happening. Mm-hmm. So aren't all of them a little bit opportunists?
Yeah, I think anybody on television is an opportunist.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just, it is what it
as
is.
As are we here in the studio.
As are we. Hey.
Really quickly, before we get to predictions mm-hmm. and news, what did you guys think about the allegation that Jacqueline made that Joe and Teresa have an abusive relationship?
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Did she use the word,
they punch each other, that they call each other far worse names and see you next Tuesday. Were you guys surprised to hear that?
No, they're both hot-headed.
Yeah.
You know, if she's going to cuss her friends out and call them a see you next Tuesday, what makes you think she's not going to call her husband that?
But what about the abuse?
I have a hard time picturing it.
I'm not saying
that it doesn't happen, but I can't.
I mean, like, what do they do? Punch each other? Like, how do they sit and they, like, box each other in the face? Like, I don't get it. Like, that has to be more specific. Because there is times where I am so mad at my husband that I, like, punch his arm because I just don't know what to do. I'm like, or, like, I, like, slap his arm, you know? Because
uh-huh.
It's just, like, it's not like I, like, get in the ring. We're gonna box it out. I mean, we don't do that. But, yeah, there are times where you're so furious with your spouse that you want to beat the shit out of them, but obviously you don't.
Right.
But and Caroline also made a good point, or maybe this is for reunion three. When you have that much love, there's that much hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're both very passionate. They're very hot tempered individuals.
Agreed.
For those of you who are listening in, we have a little friend who's crawling around the table. So that's why there's been a little scrape noising and every now and then a little bit of delays today.
Yes.
All right.
Little Jax is here.
I wanted to make sure we covered that because I thought that was like really a serious allegation.
Yeah, the punching is like, you better be able to back that up. And if you're going to bring that up on national television, you better have your facts straight. Now, the cursing part, verbal, that's also abuse. Mm-hmm. But we see how both of them speak, and we're not surprised that they would speak to each other like that.
Right.
But the whole hitting each other thing, now that's a different story.
Yeah.
It's no secret that they both have a temper.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, we see Andy holding back Teresa yet again for another reunion.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what's to come in the next episode.
I just hate hearing something like that, knowing that they have four girls at home.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's of course.
But, awful. You know, but then there were, I forgot if it was on a blog or if it was on a website, that Teresa actually is a great mother, and she cooks and cleans and
no nanny.
Yeah, that's inside information that I received as well. She's a great mom. She has no nannies. She cooks. She cleans the house. She runs that household like she's a typical Italian mother. So I have heard that about her. Well, I think it's time for us to skip to news and predictions.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, actually, here's some news for you guys. If you happen to be a local in the Los Angeles or Orange County or San Diego area, this coming Saturday, we collectively, the AfterBuzz team for The Real Housewives of New Jersey, we are hosting a special performance of The Real Drunk Housewives of the San Fernando Valley. Our friend Natalie Haller, she was with us last week, and they're doing a special performance just for us. It's BYOB. There might be an appearance of a real housewife from the OC, but if you guys are local, come and support us. Come see the show. It's a funny show. You can bring drinks, cocktails, champagne, bring your girlfriends, bring your boyfriends. It's sure to be a great time. You can meet us. So that's news. And
Predict show is a 10 o'clock
yes,
show.
Yes, sorry. It's a 10 o'clock show next Saturday at Oh My Ribs Theater. And you can find out more information if you check out AfterBuzzTV.com. And let's go around the room really quick and let's talk about predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, what do you think, Seuss? What's coming next week?
I think there's going to be a breakthrough next week.
With who?
With Teresa and Joe.
Okay.
Her brother, Joe.
Her brother, okay.
Her brother, Joe. I think that it's going to get crazy, and then it's going to get calm. I think that it's going to work out.
Okay.
And why I say that, I'm sorry, is because during those little, like, commercial thingies, they're not really filming, but those little breaks that they have, commercial breaks,
yeah,
they kind of seem to be getting along.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's a really good point that we forgot to mention. Yeah. That they're, like, playing around between the breaks. So it's, yeah, like, what's going on?
Because, like, Teresa's like, I want Joe to get Botox. And Andy's like, he doesn't need Botox. And then Jacqueline jumps in. Oh, yeah, actually, I wanted Chris to get Botox. If I don't like you, it's like, no, I'm not going to jump in this conversation.
Or is that nervous banter?
Nervous?
You know, what is that?
What's there to be nervous about?
Period. I don't know, because if you're in a room with somebody that you have beef with.
But it's not you and I in a room. Everyone's still there. Caroline's still there.
Yeah.
You know, the other two, Melissa and Teresa, Kathy are still there.
And so how do you go from fighting to that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And back to fighting.
I think that everything's going to work itself out.
I don't know that I necessarily think everything's going to work out. I've just thought that behavior was suspicious. I don't know if there's going to be a breakthrough, but I think and hope there are going to be some breakdowns.
You kind of took the words out of my mouth. I think there's going to be a lot more breakdowns amongst the whole cast, especially between Teresa and her brother. I think there's going to be more breakdowns amongst the men. We see the men really get into it because they're defending their women, so that's going to be interesting. And I can't wait until next week to the third and final part of this reunion. And we can't wait to bring it to you guys. So thanks for joining us, listening in, watching us.
Tweeting in.
Tweeting, calling. Thank you, caller. And be sure to check us out next week for the final part of the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion special.
Woohoo!
Jax, what do you think?
Woof, woof, woof.
Please follow me on Twitter and it's Susan Hahn.
You can follow me all over the place at Giselle Ugardi.
And you can find me on Twitter at GoToGirl2TV. Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Say bye, Jax.
From Boom.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.